I want you to picture the last time you bought a pair of running shoes. 5 years ago, maybe even three, the whole process was pretty rigid. You'd go to Google, you type in best running shoes for flat feet, and you got those 10 blue links. You clicked a few blogs, read a review, you know, standard stuff.
It was the search era. We were all hunters for links.
Right. But try that today. I actually did this yesterday. I didn't go to Google. I opened ChatGPT and I just asked it, what are the three best running shoes for flat feet and why?
And you didn't get links.
I got an answer, a direct answer. It told me exactly which shoes to buy.
And that shift from searching for links to, well, asking for answers,
yeah,
that's really what we're unpacking today, because for a business, that shift is, it's violent.
Violent is a strong word, but looking at the sources we have, it feels pretty accurate. We're talking about this idea of invisibility.
Right.
If that AI chatbot gives an answer and your brand isn't in it, you effectively don't exist to that person.
You're invisible. You can have the best website in the world, a great SEO team, but if the AI hasn't read you or doesn't trust you, it's like you're not even there.
Precisely. And this is creating a whole new battlefield. We're not really doing SEO anymore. We're doing GEO, generative engine optimization.
Exactly. And we've got some fascinating documentation today on two players in this space that are trying to solve this very problem.
Yeah, we're looking at BoostGEO.ai and AutoContent API. And the way I'm reading this, they seem to work together. Almost like a diagnosis and a cure.
That is the perfect way to frame it. BoostGEO is the diagnostic tool. It's what audits the AI platforms, you know, ChatGPT, Perplexity, Gemini. It tells you, hey, when people ask about your industry, the AI is recommending your competitor.
Which have to be a terrifying moment for a brand.
Right?
That's the aha moment.
It is.
But knowing you're invisible is only half the battle. The real question is, how do you fix it? And that's where this second piece, AutoContent API, comes in.
Right.
And I have to be honest, when I first read the thesis here, I was a little skeptical.
Skeptical about what?
Well, the argument seems to be that to fix this invisibility, you have to just flood the zone. You need to produce an insane amount of content. And usually in content strategy, we say less is more, right? Quality over quantity. But these sources seem to argue that in the age of AI, quantity is a quality all on its own.
It's not just quantity for the sake of noise, though. It's about building what they call mental availability and data density.
Okay, break that down.
Think about how an AI learns. It needs to see patterns. It needs to see your brand associated with certain answers over and over again across text, audio, video. If you aren't feeding the beast, so to speak, it forgets you.
Okay, but here's the problem. I can already hear every marketing manager listening to this screaming at their device. Production is slow. And it's incredibly expensive.
It is.
You can't just decide to produce 100 videos a month without completely bankrupting the company.
And that is the linear production trap. This is the core economic problem that AutoContent API is apparently trying to solve. I mean, look at the costs in the source material. A single high-quality podcast episode, what does that cost?
The range here says anywhere from, what, $500 to $15,000, depending on how polished you want it.
Right. And a short-form video, a produced reel for Instagram or TikTok, is easily $3,000 to $10,000 if you use an agency.
So businesses have to compromise. They pick one channel. They say, look, we can't be everywhere, so we'll just be really good at our blog.
But the AI is looking everywhere. It's training on YouTube transcripts. It's training on Spotify podcasts.
So if you're only on the blog, you're missing half the training data.
You're missing most of it. So AutoContent API's philosophy is to decouple the ideation from the production. They treat content creation not as some kind of creative art project, but as a data transformation task.
I love that phrase, data transformation task, but it also sounds incredibly clinical.
It is clinical, but look at the math. The API claims it can take a source, like that blog post you already wrote, and generate a full podcast episode for about 10 to 20 cents, maybe 2 euros on the high end.
Wait, hang on. From $15,000 down to 2 euros.
Yes. And a vertical video goes from thousands of dollars to about 4 euros. When the cost curve crashes like that, the strategy completely changes.
You can afford to be everywhere.
You can afford to be everywhere because the cost of an experiment failing is basically zero.
Okay, I get the economic argument. If it's cheap, I can make more. But I have to push back on the quality. We've all heard AI content before.
The robotic voice.
It sounds like a GPS from 2008 reading a Wikipedia page. Oh. If I put that on my brand's channel, I don't look authoritative. I just look cheap. And wouldn't that hurt my Boost GEO score?
That's the trust hurdle. And you're absolutely right. If it sounds robotic, it damages your brand. But this is where the tech has apparently jumped forward. The sources highlight two futures here: voice cloning and multi-speaker dynamics.
Multi-speaker. You mean it's not just one voice droning on?
Correct. It creates a dialogue. Two voices, kind of like us, bantering, interrupting. It increases retention because it's more engaging. But the real strategic play is the voice cloning.
Okay.
Especially for what they call the CEO paradox.
I saw that term in the notes. What is that?
So consumers, and by extension, AI models, they want to hear from the authority, the expert. In a company, that's usually the CEO or the founder.
Sure, but the CEO is the busiest person in the building. They can't record a market update every single morning.
Exactly. So they clone the CEO's voice.
Seriously?
They record a few minutes of audio one time. The API creates a professional clone. Then every morning, the marketing team can just feed the day's news into the system, and out comes the CEO delivering a timely personal update.
And the CEO never even touched the mic.
Never entered the room. But to the market and to the search engines indexing that audio, the brand is personally active and authoritative every single day.
That is incredibly useful, but also a little uncanny.
It's right on the edge, for sure. But from a GEO perspective, it's pure gold. You're creating high-trust assets at an industrial scale.
Speaking of scale, I have to bring up a tool everyone is talking about. Google's Notebook LM. I use it.
Yeah.
You dump a PDF in, it makes a nice little audio summary. Why would a business need this API if they can just use that?
Notebook LM is fantastic, but it's a consumer tool. It's a destination. You have to go there, upload a file, wait for it, download it. It's all manual.
Right.
Auto Content API positions itself as the Notebook LM for enterprise. It's headless.
Headless is one of those developer terms. What does that actually mean for a marketing team?
It means it just works in the background. You connect it to your existing systems. Imagine a news publisher that puts out 50 articles a day. They can't have an intern dragging and dropping 50 files into a web app.
No, that would be a complete nightmare.
With an API, they set up a workflow with something like Make.com or Zapier. As soon as an article is published, boom, the API grabs it, converts it into a podcast, turns it into a video, and distributes it everywhere. Zero human clicks.
So they can have an audio strategy for every story, not just the big ones.
Exactly. It solves the volume problem.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
But I want to go back to the invisibility thing. The notes mention programmatic SEO and this problem of thin content. This feels like a huge trap that a lot of companies fall into.
Oh, it is. It's the classic strategy. A company wants to rank for thousands of keywords, so they create thousands of landing pages. You know, best plumber in Austin, best plumber in Dallas.
And usually those pages are garbage. It's just the same paragraph with the city name swapped out.
Exactly. That is thin content. Google hates it, users hate it, and AI models just ignore it because there's no nutritional value there.
Okay.
But this is where the API comes in. It offers a way to populate those thousands of pages with unique multimedia.
So instead of just a headline and a phone number, what?
Imagine a travel site trying to rank for weekend getaways in 5,000 different cities. The API can take a location, run what they call deep research on it, and generate a unique city guide podcast and a top five things to do video for that specific page.
For every single page?
For every single page. And suddenly, you don't have thin content anymore. You have a multimedia hub. And this dramatically increases what we call dwell time.
Dwell time is just how long someone stays on the site.
Right. If there's a video, you stop to watch it. Yeah. You listen to the audio, you stay longer, and high dwell time signals to Google and to the AI models, hey, this page is valuable. People are sticking around.
And that signal boosts your authority,
hmm.
which is what gets you recommended by ChatGPT in the first place.
You got it. It all connects.
I see the logic. You're building a fortress of content so deep that the AI has no choice but to respect it. But I have to play devil's advocate here.
Please do.
If we're automating 5,000 videos, isn't there a massive risk of garbage in, garbage out? If the AI starts hallucinating, if it says the best pizza in Chicago is a shoe store, you're not building authority. You're destroying it.
That is the number one fear. And Boost GEO would definitely flag that. AI models hate hallucinations in their training data.
So how do you solve that?
This is why Auto Content API has a specific feature called the Deep Research Endpoint. It's not just asking an AI to write a script from its memory.
How is it different?
It's using agents to browse the live web in real time. It's going out to reputable sources, the Financial Times, government websites, technical docs, and it's reading them. It cross-references claims before it writes a single word.
So it's fact-checking itself as it goes.
Yes. And this is the technical part that really matters for GEO. It outputs structured data. It provides citations and confidence scores, often in a format like JSON.
Okay, don't lose this with the acronyms. Why does JSON matter to a marketing director?
Because we have to remember who our real audience is now. It's not just humans anymore. We're writing for the AI agents that crawl the web for information.
Right.
When the API outputs structured data, it's basically serving the content to the AI on a silver platter. It's saying, here is the fact, here's the citation, and it's formatted exactly how you like to read it.
It makes it easy for the machine to digest the information.
If you make it easy for the machine to understand you, the machine is far more likely to recommend you. That's the core of fixing the invisibility problem.
There's one more use case in here that I think is really cool because it's all about speed. Newsjacking.
Speed is the ultimate weapon in the attention economy.
Right. Usually by the time a corporate brand gets approval to comment on breaking news, the story is already over.
The trend lasted 12 hours and you missed it because you were waiting on legal.
Exactly.
But the API can integrate with social listening tools. It can monitor X or Reddit. It can detect a spike in a keyword, say crypto crash.
Okay, so the system sees the trend, then what?
It triggers what they call a reaction loop. It sees the trend, it immediately runs deep research to find out why it's happening, and then it generates a market alert, video, or podcast explaining it all from the brand's perspective.
And the timeline for this whole process?
About 5 minutes.
5 minutes. So while your competitors are scheduling a Zoom call to figure out what to say, you've already published a video and a podcast.
You become the source of truth for that event. So when the AI models update their knowledge base, or when a user asks, why is crypto crashing right now, who does it cite?
The brand that had the answer first.
That's a strategic advantage that money can't buy. Only speed can. And it feeds right back into your Boost GEO authority score.
We've covered speed, depth, format. But there's one last piece in the notes. Geography.
Ah, the language scale. This is where the ROI calculation just gets ridiculous.
The source mentions it supports over 50 languages.
Think about the old way of expanding globally. You want to enter the German market. You need a German country manager, a German copywriter, a German social media team. It's slow, it's expensive.
And with this API.
A U.S. company sets up a workflow. Every English asset, every podcast, every video is automatically transcribed, translated, and resynthesized into Spanish, German, Japanese.
And when you say resynthesized, you mean it actually speaks it.
Fluent audio in that language. You are instantly multiplying your total addressable market. You're not just invisible to English speakers anymore. You are suddenly visible to the entire world.
It really feels like we are on the edge of a new era for the internet. It's not just about writing more blog posts.
No. We're moving toward what some people call the agentic web.
The agentic web. That sounds very sci-fi. What does that mean for someone listening?
It just means we're shifting from a web where humans browse content to a web where AI agents browse content on our behalf. When you ask ChatGPT a question, an agent is basically browsing for you to find the answer.
So the customer isn't me anymore. The customer is my AI assistant.
In a way, yes. And if you optimize your content so the agent understands it, through structured data, through video transcripts, clear audio, then the agent brings the human to you.
That's what Boost GEO measures, and that's what Auto Content API builds.
You've got it.
So, to bring this all home, the mission was to figure out how to stop being invisible in this new world. Boost GEO is the diagnostic tool. It tells you if the AIs are ignoring you.
Right, it audits your presence.
And Auto Content API is the muscle. It allows you to create the scale, the depth, and the structure you need to get noticed.
And it does it by just demolishing the cost barrier. I'll leave you with this final thought on the economics of growth.
Right.
For the last decade, the barrier to entry for great content was capital. You needed money for the studio, the cameras, the team.
And now?
Now, the barrier is purely imagination. If the cost of execution is pennies, the only limit is your strategy. The companies that win won't be the ones with the biggest budgets. They'll be the ones who build the smartest workflows.
That's a powerful thought. The tools are there. It's up to you to build the machine.
Precisely.
Well, if you're listening to this and wondering, am I invisible? Maybe it's time to check. And if you are, now you know there's an engine out there to help you fix it. Thanks for diving in with us today.
Always a pleasure.
We'll see you on the next deep dive.